dreamt about my grandma last night. Very odd dream. I was holding a big party to celebrate her life. Massive marquee in the countryside. And the royal family were coming. And I guess where that comes from is I always thought my grandma's quite regal. She had a beautiful voice, and as a kid it all seemed quite posh. I'm not really sure where she got that from. She was as working class as they come, had absolutely nothing for much of her life, and worked so hard for every penny she had. And then she was so generous. So I guess this was me in the dream trying to pay her back. Pay her back for the things she'd given to me and the lessons she'd imparted, the way she had shaped me. And I'd organised this whole thing, all her friends and family were there, and I'd managed to secure the actual royal family to pay tribute to her, as if that's anything anyone would want, the entire royal family. And then as it got to the big day, everyone was amassed in this marquee, and I suddenly realized my grandma is fading away, and I need to tell everyone gathered in the marquee, including the royal family, that the star of the show was too ill to attend, and she was in fact fading away from this life. Just like she'd faded away in the hospital in Lichfield when I went to visit her in her final weeks. And we shared stories of me and the kids that I had named after her and her husband, my granddad. And when I woke up from this dream, I knew exactly what the dream was about. I've always felt in her debt for the things she's given me and the things she's taught me. And the only way of paying her back is being the kind of grandson, the kind of man she would have wanted me to be. And you know what? On occasion, I'd done things that she wouldn't have been particularly enamoured with. But I also know, as I close my eyes to sleep, I'm happy with myself, because I know essentially, in my heart, I'm still the boy that she loved, the boy that she nurtured. The boy that wanted to be a good and kind person, like his grandma. So many go about their lives trying to find meaning when there almost certainly is none. The only thing we have is to be good and kind. So in my dreams, this was me repaying her for all the good and kind and generous things she had done for me. And the last part of the dream, it seemed so vivid, so real when I woke up. I was about to walk on the stage and had to tell everyone that she had passed. And I thought I just couldn't do it. But then I could hear her voice and see her face. telling me that I could. And anyway, I thought, this is a celebration. And this will still be a celebration of her life. Whether or not someone has passed, you can celebrate them every day. And they come alive, not only in your dreams, but in your hearts, in everything that you do or try to do to match up to what you did, Grandma. Which was everything right. I wish that heaven had visiting hours, and I would ask them if I could take you home, but I know what they'd say, that it's for the best. So I will live life the way you taught me and make it on my own. And I will close the door, but I will open up my heart. And everyone I love will know exactly who you are. Cause this is not goodbye. It is just till we meet again. So much has changed since you've been.